sure you've noticed in the violet vestments or even in the Advent wreath in the back that today is the first Sunday of Advent. And in the church, the first Sunday of Advent is also the start of the new liturgical year. It seems kind of strange that in the gospel, we hear of Jesus speaking of the apocalypse. He has kind of a very troubling message. He says, you know, there's going to be signs in the stars, that nations are going to be in dismay, that people are going to die of fright. And that's how we start off the liturgical year. I think whenever we hear of stories of the apocalypse or thinking of death or the end times, I think there's really two different attitudes that we can commonly have that I don't think are really helpful. The first is to just brush it off, to say, the world's been around for 2,000 years, nothing has happened during my lifetime, chances are the world isn't going to end during my life. To just kind of brush it off. And the second is to be truly terrified to what they say, that people are going to die of fright. And like I said, I think both of these mindsets aren't very helpful. That it may be easy to just brush it off, to think, you know, that we may be invincible, but there will also come a time in which all of us will die, that death is a reality for all of us. That just because Jesus is speaking of the apocalypse doesn't mean that that can't be applied to our life, to see what our end times will be like. Whenever we think that this type of speech might be terrifying, it's always helpful to remember that we know how the story ends, that it is terrifying, it is scary. It's good to be able to admit that. But we know how this ends. It reminds me of when I studied abroad. And when you study abroad, one of the hardest things for me was that it was difficult to watch football because there's 7 hours ahead. So any game that would be in the evening would be at like 3 a.m. And it just so happened that that semester, my favorite team, Notre Dame, made the national championship game. So the game was at 3 a.m, and it happened that I had a big exam the next morning. So I understood that it probably wouldn't be prudent for me to stay up all night watching this game and then go try to take my exam. I knew that wouldn't go well. So I thought the best thing to do would be to get a good night's sleep, to stay away from all technology, not to try to see the score at all. And then right after my exam, I was going to go to an Irish pub that was right next to my university and watch the game. And since I stayed away from all technology, the game would have been in real time for me. I wouldn't know what would have happened. So that's what I decided to do. And as soon as I woke up in the morning, as soon as I opened my door, one of my friends was outside my door, and he knew that I was a Notre Dame fan. And he said, "Man, did you see the score? Notre Dame got crushed." I'm like, well, you know, that really worked, staying away from technology, not seeing the score of the game. But after my exam, I still went to the Irish pub, and I still watched the game, knowing that Notre Dame was going to lose. And I know that all analogies break down at some point. Like this one, the good team ended up losing, whereas, you know, in our salvation, we end up winning. But I watched the game, and every once in a while, Notre Dame would make a good play. And it would get me excited to think, you know, maybe they still have a shot. And then I would remind myself that I already know the outcome. I know that they're going to lose. In the same way, every once in a while, we come across sin or temptation or, you know, stories of the apocalypse that can be kind of scary. But then we need to remind ourselves that we already know the outcome. That yes, this is scary, but we already know that Jesus comes to win. And this is the story that we have on the first Advent, first Sunday of Advent. We're supposed to be becoming prepared for Christmas time. This is what Jesus tries to teach us. And he gives us an attitude to have. Once he finishes listing all these terrible things, he says that you're supposed to stand upright and raise your heads. That Jesus wants us to be confident amidst all these terrible things. That these things are going to happen. But the attitude that we're supposed to have is not just to brush it off or to be terrified. The attitude that we're supposed to have is to be confident. We're supposed to stand upright. We're supposed to raise our heads. A book that I recently read was by a clinical psychologist, and he wrote down his rules for life. He was kind of looking back at his years of practice, his years of experience, and he, from a psychological point of view, was writing on different pieces of advice for people. And his first rule was that we're supposed to stand upright with our shoulders back. And his reason for this is that throughout life, we're going to come across difficulties. We're going to come across hardships, right? We're going to see sin. We're going to become scandalized. We are going to sin ourselves. But he said, if we approach this by standing upright with our shoulders back, that our posture affects our emotion and our attitude. That if we approach these things with confidence, we're going to be able to overcome them more easily. And that's exactly what Jesus is saying. He's saying, stand upright, keep your head raised, put your shoulders back. Be confident that he is going to come. Be confident that he is going to conquer and that this sin shouldn't trouble us. The way that we have confidence, especially in the life of a Catholic, is really fed through receiving the sacraments. I guarantee you, and I know this from experience, that the more you attend Mass, the more confident you become. The more you attend Mass, the more confident you become. The more you grow in your relationship with Jesus, the more you understand who he is, what he's able to do, the more confidence you have. In a similar way, the more you receive the sacrament of confession, the more confident you become. That if you receive confession often, your soul is ready for what could ever happen. And if your soul is ready for what could ever happen, then you're not worried about these terrible things. You're not worried about death because you're ready to die. That the more you receive the sacrament of confession, the more you receive Mass, the more confident you become, the more upright you stand, the more your shoulders are back, your head is raised. So as we approach this Advent, a couple weeks away from Christmas, let us be confident. Stand upright, put your shoulders back, raise your head. Be confident that Jesus is who he says he is, and be confident that he will come and conquer all these terrible things in which we are scared of.